900 Venezuelan migrants apprehended in West Texas border sector since April 16. By Bob Price on April 25, 2021. A law enforcement source, speaking on a condition of anonymity, reported the illegal entry of more than 100 Venezuelan nationals south of Del Rio, Texas early Sunday morning. This brings the total apprehensions of Venezuelans in this sector during the past 10 days to about 900. The group consisted of mostly family units. Agents quickly apprehended the migrants and transported them to nearby stations for processing. On Saturday, the source reported 69 Venezuelan nationals entered through the small West Texas town. Most will be summarily released into the community to travel to their destination in the United States. Within the group were a small number of single adults. Those will await transfer to ICE for placement in facilities or released under alternatives to detention. Within the last week, Border Patrol agents apprehended large groups of nearly 100 or more on an almost daily basis. With the latest groups, the total stands at nearly 900 and shows no signs of slowing. Del Rio, like other cities across the southern border, has seen its share of the increase in migrant traffic. A soft-sided facility was recently opened within the Del Rio Border Patrol sector to deal with the influx. Del Rio has dealt with large groups of illegal migrants from outside the usual Central American countries normally encountered throughout other border areas. Because of the relative safety of Ciudad Acuña, directly across from Del Rio, the area is a draw for large groups of Haitians, Cubans, and Central Africans. Cartel violence has slowed in recent years when compared to other cities in Mexico along the border. Last month, the Biden administration granted temporary protected status for Venezuelan nationals for 18 months. The designation applies to those residing in the United States since March 8, 2021. The designation suspends any attempts at removal for the period. Generally, these deadlines are extended sometimes for years on end. Some critics argue this is a pull factor, encouraging illegal immigration from designated countries. This group will more than likely be released into the United States to pursue asylum claims even though they would not qualify for the TPS designation. The source reports many of the Venezuelans interviewed during the week directly attributed the suspension of deportations by the Biden administration as the impetus for their entry into the United States. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.